Welcome, listeners and viewers. I am Gerald Geo Gibson, founder and executive director of Operation Making a Change.
I'm Dr. Obini Elamine, co-founder of Project Ricochet and host of The Ricochet Effect, a podcast about community leadership and the impact of local action. What you're about to hear was recorded live at the 2025 Central Kentucky Black Family Conference.
This year, the iChampion Health Initiative and Project Ricochet teamed up for something special, a joint series of community interviews we're calling the Talking Drum. The name comes from the West African tradition of using drums to share messages across villages, passing along important stories and bringing people together.
These conversations were led by Mr. Geo and Terry Dumford from the Voyage Movement and also the Ricochet Effect podcast as a co-host. Now, let's take a moment to listen and celebrate what makes our community strong.
All right, y'all, welcome. We got a fantastic treat for y'all. This next guest, I've had the honor of listening to her speak in different capacities and, like, what she likes to say, speak life into not only myself but the entire crowd. So, ma'am, can you please introduce yourself and let us know a little bit about who you are and what you do?
So, my name is Taka. I am a spoken word artist. I'm simply just someone who took painful experiences and transmuted it into healing for myself and others. Like, it would be a shame for me to keep it all to myself. That's honest. So that's simply who I am.
Love it.
Wow, amazing. Well, welcome, Ms. Hollis. Taka, I love your name.
Thank you.
It's powerful. I love the locks. It's beautiful on you. So, of course, we've had many people sitting in your chair, and the first question that, you know, that I'm always curious about is, what does community mean to you? What does that look like?
Community for me is just everybody realizing that this fight that we all are in, we have to do it together. I feel like our children at this point should be the focal point, because they're the ones that's going to change this for all of us. We started, and they're definitely going to finish it. And I truly believe that.
That's right.
Absolutely. I agree. We just had some youth in here early, and if you could just hear just what they had to say and the way they said it.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. The hope right there was, for me, it gave me that. So I guess that's kind of what my next question is. Like, what gives you hope?
What gives me hope? It's so the young people that you spoke to earlier, actually, I taught a workshop last summer and they were in it. Oh. So for you to say what you just said, that really made me feel good. And that's hope in itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, some of the fruits of your labor a little bit right there.
Yeah. It started out teaching poetry, but it slowly turned into emotional intelligence.
Mm.
And it was so beautiful to watch especially the little young athletes. You know, they had to be hard and flat, you know.
Absolutely.
And it was so beautiful to watch them begin to come out of that and to be able to bear what's in their hearts. It was really powerful. It was nice.
Soften them youngsters up.
So you're in the community. You're pouring out. You're speaking life into people, and I know as a person of the community as well, you know, we pour out so much. So how does Taka pour back into her? How do you take care of yourself to be able to show up for others?
I am very quick to unplug.
Ooh.
Very quick.
Come on.
There are times that my friends are like, are you okay? I almost came and knocked on your door. But yes, I will unplug. And those are the times that I will focus on. I will just read, meditate. I'm really big in meditation.
Mm.
And just making sure that my needs are met.
Why is unplugging? You know, I get that. Why is that so important, though? Sometimes you just got to disconnect yourself.
Yes, because I'm trying to figure out how to word this. As someone who I consider myself a healer. Let me just talk to y'all. I consider myself a healer. And as a healer, you give and pour, like you said, so much that there comes a time where the overflow is gone. And I don't feel that you can heal or assist in healing properly if it's not from the space of overflow.
Come on.
Mm. You know, so when I get to the place where it's like I'm feeling like I have to unplug, because at that point, it'll no longer be fair to them. You know, the people that I pour into.
Gotcha.
No one wants half of it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We've had enough of that.
Right.
We've been treated that way.
Absolutely.
So if I can't give you all of me, then I would rather take a step back and allow another healer to step in and do what it is that we're all collectively trying to do, trying to accomplish.
Wow. Okay. Unplug, y'all. Sometimes you just got to unplug. No,
thank you for that lesson, because, you know, I'm you working on that, need that right too, now. Working in that season right now. Mm-hmm. All right. So lastly, and, sure, you know, we always want to thank you for your time. Sure. What advice would you give to some young leaders that's trying to step into this work, or just period?
The first thing that I would tell the young leaders is hold on to your identity. Hold on to who you are. If you can stay grounded in that space alone, that's enough that they will really begin to propel you. And the other side of that is just live a life of love. Because I feel like if you live a life of love, just paying it forward at every moment, then you are a part of this ripple effect that is astronomical at this point, to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure I'm a product of a ripple effect. Awesome. And, yeah, you know, just keep it going. Don't try to get out there and save the world in one day.
Okay.
I always like to say I attend to people one heart at a time.
Okay.
So just, you know, you don't have to be perfect in this thing. Don't look to not make mistakes.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. And transparency is huge.
Yes.
Transparency is huge.
I just want to echo to all the listeners just, you know, what Taka said. She said, we'll start it, but you're going to finish it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Make sure y'all finish it.
Can you tell the people where they can find you?
I am on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm under Lotus Soul. I will be honest with you. I am getting better at
Because she unplugs.
Yeah.
Unplug her.
She unplugs. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Your time.
Thank you.
It's the Ricochet Effect, Ricochet Effect. It's the Ricochet Effect, Ricochet Effect.